everybody, get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis on this beautiful, sunny, warm winter day. Yeah. It must be like 8 degrees out there with the wind blowing at 40 miles an hour. But inside, it's warm, and we've got a great show today. This is a show about invention and discovery, all that makes your food so much more delicious. January 26th, coming up, is International Sous Vide Day. Sous vide cooking is a precision cooking method that helps maintain exact temperature control as your food's cooking so that it actually comes out the way you want it. All of this was invented by...
He says that like he knows what sous vide cooking really is.
Oh, you're so mean. I know. No. I thought sous vide was a girl I went to college with. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sous vide was invented by the folks at Cuisine Solutions.
Yes.
And we've got several folks in today. We'll tell you who they are in a minute, but they're all in to talk about sous vide and how it's not only now available in restaurants around the world, but across the country, of course. Mm-hmm. But now you can be sous vide cooking in your own home, and
people who like to cook kind
and
of
people
already
who
know
like
that.
To
there
cook.
Are people who know that,
right? So we're going to be joined today by Cuisine Solutions Chief Strategy Officer, Gerard Berthelon. AJ Schaller is the executive chef at Cuisine Solutions Culinary.
Well, you need to stop. Gerard is actually not in studio with us today.
Well, he's going to join us.
He's in the sun.
Spiritually.
He's in the Caymans.
Why didn't we do this show from the Caymans?
I know. Next year. Next year in the Caymans.
All right. Let me do my thing here.
Okay.
AJ Schaller is the executive chef who runs Cuisine Solutions Culinary Research Education Academy, and chefs Del DiPietro and Kai Parker in. They're really in to tell us everything we need to know about sous vide, its origins, and all of that.
It's very exciting.
But first, we got to go to Mitch Berliner.
Poor Mitch Berliner.
Out at Central Farm Markets. Mitch, are you freezing?
No, actually, you know, the truth is when people say it's cold, my response generally is people around here just don't know how to dress.
Right.
So there's definitely, you know, you talk to people from the Midwest, they look at us people, natives here, and go, are you kidding me?
You guys are you saying that we're wimpy?
Is that what you're saying? We're wimpy because we don't like the cold?
No. If you dress properly, I have 5 layers on, and I feel like I should take my coat off now.
Well,
this is like talking to my grandmother.
Okay. But I think what's really important is to understand that all the farmers are there, that no matter what the weather is, the farmers come to Central Farm Markets.
And I am literally begging your audience to come out and support farmers everywhere, our markets and others. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how loyal some of these farmers are. We had Toigo Farms, which you're familiar with, a second-generation farm.
Mm-hmm.
They were told in Pennsylvania the big trucks were barred from the highways. They slept over last night, so not to
just to be here.
The people.
Right.
Yeah.
That is
so
impressive.
I really want people to know what these farmers go through and the kind of, you know, dedication that they have.
But did they sleep at your house? That's the question.
No, but they could have.
Right. Because you're so generous. All right. So what are some things at market today? Because people should really come and get all their supplies since it's going to be so cold. Let's get everything for today.
We basically have all your basics. We've got all kinds of meats, produce, even because we've got Twin Springs and Toigo and other people who got their greenhouses. So we have cucumbers and tomatoes. We've got all kinds of greens and kale and spinach. So we have all that kind of stuff. We still have our prepared food you can eat here or take home. We've got fantastic selections of cheeses. So the answer is succinctly, what do we have? Basically everything. You'll have to eat by seasonally, of course. But with the greenhouses, you can also eat sort of out of season. We'll have heirloom tomatoes in a few weeks. And also at the Central Farm Markets, our two markets that are open year-round, in Mosaic District and Bethesda, we have our loyalty cards. for the winter. So you come four times, you get gift certificates.
That's amazing. So, and we also want to say, Mitch, thank you so much, because for International Sous Vide Day, which is on Saturday, Central Farm Markets is putting gift certificates into all these swag bags, which is so generous of you.
Well, it's our pleasure. I go back with these guys when they actually started.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yep. I go back with the sous vide people. Art Stouff was they broke off from the French bread, the original French bread company.
Right. I remember reading that. That's back in the 70s. I didn't know you were that old.
I'm older than that, even.
Oy, oy, oy.
I'm older than dirt.
Well, then you better put on six layers. All right. Tell everybody where the markets are.
Okay, so Central Farm Markets, it's two year-round markets again. They are in the Mosaic District every Sunday and also in downtown Bethesda on the Bethesda Elementary School parking lot. Read all about us, both on Sundays. CentralFarmMarkets.com, and come on out and support the farmers.
And get those Meat Crafters skinny salamis, too.
Lots of them.
Okay.
Stop that.
All right. Everybody's getting a stroke today. All right, man.
All right.
Stay warm.
Thanks, Mitch.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
So let's talk sous vide. Gerard Berthelon is Cuisine Solutions Chief Strategy Officer, and he's also lying in the sun in the Caymans while we're freezing our
tushies off.
Our sous vide off here in Washington. Gerard, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, and I'm not really on the beach. I'm in the kitchen cooking. We have the Cayman Cookout 2019 is not finished yet.
Right.
But we had fun. We had I had a demo on a pavilion, on a one-hour demo on the beach 2 days ago. And last night, I had a five-course meal all sous vide on the roof, and our customer could see the sunset. It was quite amazing.
We have a lot of friends who are down there right now for the event. But who are you cooking? Are you paired up with some of the chefs? Because I know Eric Rapera is down there, and Jose usually goes to this event, but he couldn't go this year. But who are you working with?
Jose is here.
Oh, he is? I thought he couldn't come.
No, his people are feeding everybody.
God bless.
Cayman Cookout official, he came out of the sea on a submarine.
Of course he did.
Last year, he jumped out of a helicopter like James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he came out. We saw a yellow submarine coming up, and he came to the beach and, of course, splashed everybody with champagne.
You know, I just want to say that when I see Jose, you know, Jose, I mean, we've known Jose for decades. And when I see him, I often think of James Bond.
Yes,
they look
exactly.
So much alike. Exactly. All right. So can we get a little bit of background on you? We're going to get into the whole, you know, Cuisine Solutions, the genesis of that. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was trained in France. I had the opportunity to work in 2 3-star Michelin, Alain Chapelle and Louis Houtier. And Chapelle was really a visionary in cooking and at the time the cuisine nouvelle. And then Jacques Chibois, 2-star Michelin. Then, you know, I came to America. I was a chef in New York at 3 stars at New York Times. But I saw all the top chefs in France, Joël Robuchon, Ducasse, Michel Guérard, using this technology. And they were not using it to save labor or anything. You know, usually they do 50 customers and they have 25 chefs. So clearly they were doing it just to enhance the quality of the product and be more consistent. So I said, well, if I want to get better at it, you know, it's not just about recipes, it's about consistency and deliver the perfect product every single time. I need to learn. So I said, well, I'm going to join Cuisine Solutions for a year, help them out. And in 1 year from now, I'll go back to New York. And I've been with the company 30 years now.
Yeah, and as you say, you never went back.
And so what has that looked like for you? Because over the last 30 years, so much the company has grown and you do so much.
Well, we start between Cuisine Solutions and Crea. We were 5 when we started in the U.S. and now we are 1,300.
Wow.
So clearly, speed is helping finding solution for our customer. They see the value of using the technology, and that's why it's growing so much. 5 years ago, you used to do hashtag sous vide, and you'll find 90% was a professional chef.
Sure.
And today, if you go to Instagram or any social media, 90% is a home cook.
Well, I think what's interesting is that originally the technique was specifically for chefs and restaurants. It wasn't accessible to the layperson. How do you see that that's changed?
Well, you know, a good break was when Wiley Dufresne started using sous vide immersion circulator and cooking on Top Chef. Mm-hmm. And we trained him and the whole team at Jean-Georges. And then everybody was starting to talk about it. We trained Daniel Boulud, Thomas Keller, and they got a lot of articles. Not only chefs found out about it, but, you know, foodies to start, trendsetters. And now it's really, really going popular. Every food show competition, you know, you have an oven, you have a pot, you have whatever you have, and you have an immersion circulator.
Without a doubt.
I want to jump in. I've got a question because... and I want to say his name right. Dr. Bruno, is it Goussault? All right.
Is
the inventor of sous vide. Why was he playing around with that in the first place, and how was he led to this technique?
Well, he was asked by a restaurant chain in France who was doing quite a large volume of meat, and these gentlemen had so much inconsistency in the cooking and also the yield. You know, when you cook something, you could lose 10, 15, 20% of your weight because the high temperature will remove all the water from the protein.
Shrinkage.
So he asked him, exactly, the shrinkage. So he asked him to work on it. He said, I need some my meat to be much more uniform. And at the same time, you know, I want clearly a better quality. So Bruno started to cook the meat at much lower temperature than he was cooking the oven. And on top of it, they figured out not only the color was more consistent, it was more tender, and the yield was much better. Instead of losing 20, 30%, we were losing only 5 to 10%. So the meat was juicier, the color was perfect, the flavor was better. So, you know, it was all of all a much better product.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's really...
Well, so are we going to see you next week? Are you going to come back to the cold weather? Will you join us at International Sous Vide Day?
Well, I will be at International Sous Vide Day, but you know, we have the three events. We have one in Washington, D.C. We have one in Lyon at the Bocuse d'Or at Syrah. Mm-hmm. And I will be in Lyon representing, we have about 150 chefs. We'll have Chef Régis Marcon, he's a three-star Michelin.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Chef Gomez, who is a chef at the President Macron in France. He's a big, he came to our class also. So we'll have, it's a big event, it's a world pastry chef competition. It's the biggest show in the world. It's called Syrah, S-I-R-H-A. If you have a chance to go, it's the best show in the world, a lot of innovation. And then we have also another event in Thailand, and because we have a plant also in Thailand.
Okay, right. So this year DC, next year France, the year after that Thailand.
Well, you guys keep alluding to it. The event here is on the 26th at the French Embassy.
Yes.
And it's an amazing event. We're going to tell you more about it later in the show, but there are only 10 tickets left.
We'll get to that
pay
later.
Pay attention, kids.
Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Enjoy what's left of your vacation in the Caymans.
And please tell Jose we said hello.
I will, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a second.
All right, we are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we have a whole show to talk about sous vide, which is a spectacular method of cooking your food so that it's more delicious and more reliably cooked the way you want it, I guess is a good way to put it. So I'm going to...
Well, I think we should really ask the experts who are in studio.
Yes, since I'm only an expert at eating it.
Right, and an expert in reading things off the web.
What?
Let's talk about really the mechanics of sous vide and what sous vide is.
So not shrinkage?
Not shrinkage. But I like that.
This is a guy that wants his own radio show.
Know,
forget
so
it.
So badly.
Del, let me just say something. I'm the comedian.
Okay.
So, but talk about it a little. And I mean, you guys, it's become an industry.
I already asked the question. Explain what sous vide is.
So sous vide is cooking in vacuum. Mm-hmm. So in vacuum, cellular structures of plants and animals behave differently. Mm-hmm. So versus your traditional grilling or braising, what we're able to achieve is on a molecular level.
Okay, I'm going to back you up a little bit because I know sous vide means literally under vacuum. But when we say that to the layperson...
You know that from looking at the internet too.
Yes, what does that mean?
So we're cooking at very precise temperatures.
Right.
Without oxygen.
Okay.
So in our case, what we have is food safe plastic, which we then remove the atmosphere or oxygen or
so
gases.
So you put a piece of protein or a vegetable or something in the plastic.
And suck the air out.
Yep. And then we use a chamber vacuum to remove the atmospheric pressure. So for example, normal atmospheric pressure is about 1600 millibar. Mm-hmm. And we're dropping it down to say 9.
That so, means nothing to me.
So we're trying to...
Why did you say,
We're trying to remove as much of the atmospheric pressure as possible.
So now, are you seasoning the product before you put it in there?
We can.
Okay.
We tend to... There's a lot of... I don't want to say nuances, but...
Variables?
There's a lot of things that you can do. There's a huge spectrum in this. And so I'm just trying to get the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So once we've sealed our item into the bag, then we're going to be cooking it in a water bath at a very precise temperature. And we're going to be looking for a core temperature.
Okay.
Every product is different. So I can't say we're looking for this. We're looking
meat
for
meat is one, chicken's another, vegetables.
Seafood, vegetables, all different.
Okay.
So in essence, what we're doing is we are kind of concentrating all the natural flavors, and we are minimizing
waste.
Because
the juices are literally cooking within themselves, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
So then...
Wait. She wants
to...
Well, I want to ask AJ...
Let her talk.
I'm going to let her talk because she's going to take us to the next step. So once, let's say a piece of meat has gone through the sous vide process, I mean, what do you have to do to cook it that's different than what you might otherwise do with just dropping a steak on a grill?
Sure. Well, with meat, specifically red meat, beef, steaks, things like that, like you're mentioning, we would always recommend a couple of steps to get the seasoning a little bit more into the core of the food, and that you can do before you seal it in the sous vide pouch. So okay. We almost always recommend to sear your meat before.
Mm.
And that's not necessarily for the texture on the outside. When it's in the pouch and it's kind of cooking in its own juices, there's no, you know, vapor escaping. Everything really stays inside.
Right.
So the flavor of the sear, the Maillard reaction, is in the, you know, exit it coming out of the meat, but then going back in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that flavor of the nice sear into the core of the product. And then we also season, usually pretty simply at Cuisine Solutions. We don't really go much beyond salt and pepper for, you know, our mainstay items, because it's something that you can customize after it's cooked. So you can pair it with different sauces or, you know, perhaps reheated and different amount of spices and things like that. So the products are very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's cool with the seasoning with sous vide is you just use a fraction of what you normally would for traditional cooking, because there's no escape of like the seasoning and flavor and vapor. So we do it by weight, and it's usually almost like a tenth of what you normally would use than just like, you know, seasoning by eye, throwing something on the grill. And then after, for the red meat specifically, after it's cooked to temp, either you chill it within a certain amount of time and reserve it, which I think is a great idea because it's a great meal kit type opportunity for busy people at home.
Sure.
Or if you're going to, you know, eat it right away, that's fine too. But we'd always recommend re-searing on pickup. Mm-hmm. So we do the double sear before and after. Before it's for flavor, and then after it's for the texture.
Well, so I want to back up a little bit because I had the pleasure of going out to Cuisine Solutions in Sterling, Virginia, and checking out your facility. And it's, I mean, obviously you have a fabulous kitchen, don't get me wrong, but then you also have a full-blown laboratory. And there is so much going on in there.
Are you people mad scientists?
Well, there's, but even when you listen to them talk, I mean, you're not talking a chef's talk. You're talking almost like scientists.
Chemistry.
You know, there's a lot of chemistry. You're referring to a lot of math things, which I don't do well
at. I dare anyone
math
here. Ask her to spell math.
Okay. Not good at math. But
those
so,
math things.
So can we talk about how that applies? Because we're talking about the temperatures, how long things need to be in there, and sort of your exploration to all these different food things. So can we talk about how what's happening out there?
I think we can kind of narrow it down to two really important things. We're looking for consistency and perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And sous vide.
Perfection is so easy. That's a nothing.
Sous vide is really a way that we can achieve that and in some ways honor the ingredients the best that we can. You know, a lot of times sous vide is a way to minimize waste. It's a way to enhance natural flavors. It's a way to do natural preservation. I don't want to say preservation, but short-term preservation. Because we're literally cooking something in its own juices and fats. And rather than have all those things melt away or be lost, we're able to save them. In many cases, we can actually utilize the natural jus and fats that come out during the cooking process to even re-intensify the flavor. So if you want to create a natural jus.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like for the, because I know you're talking, AJ, you're talking more about products and like the finished product. But if we're talking about process, how can people understand that?
So the process
was that a trick question? No. I didn't mean it's a trick question.
My process as an actor, I'm confused.
No. You know what I mean.
So the process for the products that we produce, there's really two really important teams within mm-hmm. the Cuisine Solutions teams. There's the R&D team, which is working on products that are going to be sold by our customers. Mm-hmm. And then we have the lab that you were mentioning, Nikki, is the CREA lab, the Culinary Research Education Academy, founded by Dr. Bruno Gusseau. And, you know, we're sort of like the high-level R&D kind of black ops training, consulting, like all of the really fun tinkering around that happens. And we're just, you know, a team of engineers and scientists and things like that. But really simply put, like sous vide is, whether you're doing it in manufacturing or home, it's got ancient roots, right? So like you would consider processes that you might have done in the past, you know, that have been invented to really keep the same idea of like low temperature, maximum tenderness, and like very minimal vapor escaping.
Okay.
And we achieve that with sous vide by keeping the product in a pouch. But traditionally, you could do confits, you could do daubes, stews, like cooking in sand, mm-hmm. doing things like wrapping in banana leaves and doing really low temperatures that way. So it's kind of like the evolution of that idea.
Right.
Well, I got a question, because Del, you and Kai are chefs. So are you really there to sort of experiment with other ways of applying and utilizing sous vide to get the essences of foods out of there? Because you're chefs, but you're not, I guess you're not prepared, or are you preparing meals? Are you out there doing sous vide demos and all of that?
Yeah, we go out. We try to, of course, spread the word of sous vide, but we also find time to try to, I mean, every day we always try to find, we always try to push ourselves in finding new ways or of just new methods. You know, every day we run into something that we want to try or cook.
You're given a lot of opportunity to
play.
We are encouraged to play. Even if it's an experiment that fails miserably,
mm-hmm.
there's the learning aspect and the documentation. And for us, just that idea, you know, even if something fails miserable, maybe one of our other chefs, because we've got over 40 chefs in our company,
right?
You know, maybe one of our other chefs is like, oh, you know what? I was playing around with this idea. You just discovered something I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of play off each other. So even if there's something that's, you know, a quote unquote failure,
it's not really because it's a learning experience.
Right, because it's leading possibly to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
How does the R&D go with the final product? Because when I was out there, you guys were showing me these essences, right? You were mm-hmm. taking, it was fascinating. You were taking scraps of artichokes and mushroom stems, like things that would go into a compost,
mm-hmm.
and you were making these extracts. Do we have to take a break? No, not yet.
No.
Can we talk about what that science is about and then how that applies to the chefs using it?
Absolutely. So at CREA, we've been developing a technique called extraction and mm-hmm. then cryoconcentration, which is like a separate part. But the extraction, as we call it, is the sous vide process.
Okay.
So if you think about how much food is wasted, peelings, trimmings, artichoke leaves, mushroom stems, things mm-hmm. like that might be otherwise discarded, you can take that product, cook it sous vide with a certain amount of water, low temperature for a long time, and all the flavor goes into the liquid. The solids that are left over, you could use it for things like, you know, fertilizer, stuff like that. But you can have this really intense liquid and then start freeze concentrating, which is really just, if you think about like a slushy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have it in your cup and you sit it on your counter and leave it for too long. All of the ice is sitting on the top and then the syrupy liquid is on the bottom. And that's because ice is freezing at a higher temperature than a flavorful liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few ways to do that, and we teach that in a course that we have.
Flavorful is questionable with a slushy, but go ahead.
Sugary, let's say sugary.
Sorry, not in my book.
But any of the, so that would be sugar in the slushy case, but there's mm-hmm. also like soluble minerals and saline and things that really contribute to flavor. And what we're doing is just extracting water, but instead of heat treatment with it coming out with vapor with all the essential, you know, volatile aromas, it's just ice.
But then, okay. So when you extract the essence of, let's say, a mushroom stem, then what does the chef do with it?
So a really good example is when we had an event in New York City at Daniel Boulud's restaurant. And we gave...
I feel like there's just going to be a lot of name-dropping.
Came out of a typical weekend, no big deal.
Yeah. Well, actually, we trained him and his team and Thomas Keller's team in this as well. It's a little bit more well-known in France at the moment. Mm-hmm. Unique Aleno has it on his menus at Le Doyen. But
well, I would assume to give a, that because of, you know, the rise of molecular gastronomy, this is... part of what's fueling that, right?
So our objectives is to, we're going to eventually manufacture this to help with the food waste problem that we have in the States. And then also chefs are learning this technique to utilize it in their own kitchens. Mm-hmm. And the mushroom, for example, we had the crowd concentration of mushroom, just small tastings like you tried. But then chef was so impressed with it. He's like, oh, I want to take all like the highest concentration. And he took every single little pipette and squeezed it into his sauce for the course that we had with the chicken. But we've done things like cocktails, garmage type dishes.
So like,
you know,
fuel injecting that taste into.
Yeah.
Well, sure. So what's interesting is you did it in, there were three layers of concentration based on how many times you did it. And it was so interesting to see like the last one of the mushroom stems almost tasted like soy sauce.
Exactly.
I mean, it was super dark. I mean, it had a new umami to it that was really incredible. And you would only need so little.
A new umami?
No, we discover a lot of amazing things with this process. And, you know, products have such natural, wonderful flavors, especially in the things you might discard, like peelings and stuff, because that's where all the minerals are coming
in from the soil. We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I do want to talk more about the science that is going on there. And then people do not understand or know about the massive availability of Cuisine Solution products. So we do want to get into that as well. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are giving you a sous vide education. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, we're back. It's David and Nikki Nellis, Foodie and the Beast. And we're talking to a lot of folks from Cuisine Solutions about sous vide. And before we get back to the kind of the, you know, the nitty gritty of sous vide, let's talk about the event on the 26th at the French Embassy, because that is
International Sous Vide Day.
It's International Sous Vide Day. How about a cheer? Yay!
Woo-hoo!
And there, I mean, it's a tickets only event. There are 9 tickets left. So that means, you know,
10. There are 10.
Oh, they're 10?
Mm-hmm.
I thought AJ had stolen one, but no. you know, they're already a kajillion sold. So if you want to attend this event, we're going to tell you how.
Don't say kajillion, because that makes it sound like there's like, how many tickets total?
80.
For the event. 75? 75 total.
That
so it's an
like
intimate affair.
It is an intimate affair with me there. but we'll tell you how, actually, we'll tell you how you can win a couple of tickets in a little bit.
Yeah.
But somebody, Kai, you want to tell us about the event?
Yeah. Once again, it's going to be at the French Embassy out in D.C. Saturday, January 26th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be from about 6 to 9:30. Of course, a little bit of after hours. Help yourselves to cocktails after.
Mm-hmm.
You purchase, like I said, the tickets are selling out pretty fast. You're going to want to go online, purchase them.
Kai, you're not selling this event here. Let me help you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
So, International Sous Vide Day is on the 26th. There are 3 events going on around the world, actually. One in D.C., one in Lyon, and one in Thailand. The one here is going to be at the French Embassy, and it's going to start with a pretty powerful cocktail hour, right? And we're going to hear about those cocktails in just a bit, followed by a 4-course sit-down dinner. And the people who are here in studio are going to be here, right? You're all going to be there,
yeah,
right?
Don't forget cocktails
so
and wine
they're all
pairing.
Going to be there, yes. And oh, wine pairing and cocktail pairings. So it's really going to be this entire sous vide experience, right? Almost everything is touched by sous vide in some way, shape, or form. Well, let's talk about that. Why don't you tell us about the menu and tell us about the cocktails and how sous vide is
going
to
tell you about sous vide because I'm going to eat some.
Okay, and tell us about how sous vide really touches each of those things, because I'm sure there are people out there who are like, what do you need sous vide for cocktails for?
Well, AJ is actually the expert on that because we were actually just talking about the extraction, and that is something that she's really, really been pioneering on. So utilizing those techniques, she has created some amazing flavor profiles that are outstanding. So I'm going to let her.
We're doing cocktails at, of course, all of the global events that
we're
having. And we're doing it in a way that ties all of the different, you know, locations together. So, you know, we have plant in Thailand and France and United States. And we're going to represent all of those. And of course, it's all to celebrate Bruno Gusseau's birthday,
right,
who is the pioneer of sous vide. And it's just going to be a full-on party around the globe and all kinds of fun stuff going on.
We would like to emcee the events in other countries too, please.
Well, I'm very pleased to be emceeing the event
this year.
Yeah,
we're so jazzed to have you there. It's going to be great. And the stations in the beginning, so we have interactive cocktail stations, and they're going to be paired with sort of like the theme. So the French station, we're having a cocktail called Le Rive Gauche, so like the left bank, and sort of a Hemingway-esque inspiration.
What does it mean that the cocktail stations are interactive? What does that mean?
So the cocktails, we're going to invite people to help make their own, and then actually at the end of the event, after the three-course dinner, they're going to be able to get up and go around and actually make their own edible cocktails, as well as a dessert.
Wait,
as well.
What does that mean? Edible cocktail. Back
edible,
up.
The edible cocktail will be in this particular case, it's a compressed pineapple with some whiskey inside. And we're going to let people come and make their own, like compress it in the machines that we have there, kind of get the idea of how that works with the sous vide sealing process. And that's not something that you have to cook. It's just like you eat it and it's super juicy and, got a little booze in it, so you know, we're having
a party.
That makes
it all the more fun.
Can I just interrupt with an unsolicited testimonial? I just took a bite of the steak, and I just took a bite of the pork. It's unbelievable. Del was a little worried because it's colder now than it was when it was prepared, but yeah. It's good.
Okay, so you'll be doing four cocktails.
Really good.
Yeah, four stations that all are with sous vide cooked food. So, for example, the American station, it's our cuisine solutions sous vide fried chicken.
Okay.
And then to go with that, we're doing a Kentucky punch. And the sous vide part of that cocktail is like an infused maple syrup with dried cherries. You know, of course, Kentucky bourbon and the syrup. And it's something like with cocktails, you can really infuse things really precisely with sous vide. Something that might take a longer time if you do it traditionally.
So that people understand, it's the accoutrements of the cocktail that are sous vide, not the liquor.
Well, in some cases it can be. We do, for example, sous vide limoncello. We've done a couple cocktails with that recipe. So something like a limoncello, you'd leave it on the counter for months to really infuse and get the flavor out of the lemon peelings. But we do low temp, long time, like not too long, not more than, you know, a handful of hours. And it's enough to really infuse the flavors, but without breaking down the pectin in the food.
So it's still liquid. Spirits with sous vide?
Not necessarily like brew spirits. It's like precise infusion. But, you know, of course, we're always playing around with stuff. So we'll get back to that.
And these are a representation of some of the dishes that are going to be at the event.
So these are actually exactly some of the dishes that are going to be at the event.
Is that a crab cake? That's what it looks like.
So that's going to be for our Thailand team. So one of our chefs in Thailand created an amazing recipe. So here we're going to use crab, which we've actually, again, utilized sous vide to make sure that we've kind of amplified the flavors, but also made sure that the product is safe because we've pioneered the idea that...
I don't know what I just ate, but it was really yummy. What did I eat?
What did you eat?
The short rib.
Oh my God,
the
short rib
with the port
rib
wine.
Is delicious.
So this is going to be representative of our Thai team. So this is actually going to be during the cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give you guys a little bit of everything.
Right.
And then the other one that we have over there is going to be our Saint-Pierre with... sous vide fennel, and then a little cucumber beurre blanc, which is nice and bright green. And then, obviously, you guys are already dug into the short ribs.
Yeah, we couldn't help ourselves.
The only reason I'm on this show is for the free food.
And what, other than celebrating his birthday, is there an educational component that you're hoping gets transmitted to in an event like this? I mean, because a lot of people who are coming are people who are devotees to begin with. But what are you hoping to accomplish?
I think a lot of it is really just making people more aware. We have this amazing, amazing cooking technique that is really revolutionizing not only how chefs can cook, but how we can better utilize the food that we have. You know, as AJ's touched on, we're trying to eliminate waste. I mean, food is food. It's this beautiful thing that provides life for everyone. And if we can avoid wasting it, that's an amazing thing.
Well, like, that seems like the food waste component seems like it just sort of happened. Like that wasn't the point of sous vide cooking it started.
Yeah.
And now you have this bonus that, you know, you can help eradicate food waste because that's a huge issue that people in the food world are trying to deal with,
right? But that's important for consumers, too, because, you know, and when I was asking you before the show if Kreia is does classes for consumers, and not yet, but you're working on it, I guess, is the...
Right. We're going to be introducing a sous vide at home interactive course, like on site or off site this year. But we also have online courses that you can do in the comfort of your own home and your own pace. And it goes through sous vide fundamentals and then one specific on meat and poultry as well. So you can take those at
We compost, but we throw away a lot of stuff that clearly could be utilized.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but you mentioned earlier that you've trained chefs.
Yes.
What does that mean? Explain to people that component of Cuisine Solutions.
So the educational piece is really important to us. We want people understanding how safe sous vide is and how to do it safely.
Because do people think it's unsafe? Is that a myth?
Well, if you do it wrong, it can be unsafe.
Okay.
And that's really, there's some bad knowledge out there, just like anything else, you know.
What does doing it wrong entail?
Doing it wrong can be not properly...
Like cooking to core temperatures, yes. Chilling incorrectly. Things that, you know, can be kind of demystified. And our objective is to help people learn, right? So our company makes sous vide cooked foods, but we also are... happy to share our knowledge,
sure.
Because we feel like it's really a responsibility to make sure that other people are doing it.
I want to stay on this. I want to finish the training.
Well, we are kind of on this because I think. Look, Michael Mina sous vides his steaks with butter and all that. I wonder how many people who eat at a Michael Mina restaurant really know that that's how he prepares all his steaks. I mean, part of it is just the public awareness process here, because clearly. I mean, there are lots of benefits.
Well, I'm going to tap on that. I mean, sous vide in the culinary world is like a marketing buzz term, right? So it's because in the last 10 years, you know, you hear more and more people be like, oh, this is sous vide, that's sous vide. Mm-hmm. You see it on menus. People are talking about it as a process. But it's, I don't know how much the layperson understands. And as we were talking about off air, Michel Richard was the first one that I knew that was that put sous vide specific on his menu in this area when he did his 72-hour short rib. But that was a collab, right?
Yep, with
you
with
guys.
Us. That was actually a collaboration with us.
That's kind of what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
What are these collaborations like with these chefs who come to you and say, teach us?
So that happens still. we travel around and train chefs of top restaurants around the world. In fact, Bruno's trained over 80% of the 3 Michelin star chefs in the world. So our partnership with chefs is really important to us. In the early 2000s, it really caught on in restaurants. And it was sort of like opening the floodgates. Everybody, you've probably had sous vide cooked food and not known it. Wherever you live.
Sure.
Whether the chef did it in-house or they purchased the product already sous vide and then they're incorporating it into their menu. And then really in like the 2010s, cooking sous vide at home started to catch on and you see like this flood of
Well, so let's talk about what that means cooking.
Better to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break now because I think what's interesting is... people were intimidated to do sous vide at home because they thought they needed lots of stuff to make it happen, right? But now there's more things available for people. And I also mentioned this earlier, but I want to talk about your products and where they're available and how people can use them because I think that's probably part of the intimidation part.
Well, that gives me the perfect way to bring us back when we come back.
Let's take a break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
All right, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We want to thank our sponsors, the fabulous market at River Falls and Potomac, ProFish, and Central Farm Markets, and Meat Crafters. Thanks for making the show possible. So, guys, with regard to sous vide, one of the things, AJ, that you said was that chefs all over the world at fine restaurants are using it. Now people are going to start using it at home. But it really makes sense for people, for any restaurant to use it, A, because it's going to be a better quality dish that they serve, and also they can better utilize a lot of stuff that they're now chucking, mushroom stems or whatever. So, what's entailed? If I'm a small restaurateur, I got a little Italian restaurant in Rockville, Maryland, what do I need to do my thing?
Well, the core basic tools that you need are a machine that is a chamber sealer because opposed to like what I would call an external chamber sealer, you can do liquids and you have a lot more wider variety of options to really have like precise pressure and things like that. And then there's the way to cook it. So if you have a steam oven, that's okay, but there's a little bit more fluctuation than you would with an immersion circulator. So immersion circulators are going to keep the temperature to like a tenth of a degree preciseness, which is really good, especially mm-hmm. if you're doing long time cooking. And then you need to have, of course, like your thermometers and probes and, you know, the things that probes. You want to do too. So,
Hasselplan. You need a Hasselplan.
That's a medical show. So, but is the equipment that I need, let's say I have that small Italian restaurant, different than what Nikki and I would need at home?
I think at home you're going to do smaller batches, I would assume, right. unless you have a very, very large family. But
we do.
It's not that large.
Typically, the circulators that are sold for home are enough to feed maybe like six people. It's like an 8-quart stock pot, something like that. And we actually are launching a partnership with Signature Kitchen Suites, which has a range with the integrated sous vide bath. So we've been advising them on, you know, the engineering
mean? Like,
on
where,
that.
Where is that?
So it's actually just right next to the burners. You can have induction or gas, electric. There's a lot of options there. There's a steam assist oven, all kinds of like amazing equipment. And it's all like, you know, controlled by an app, and you can turn on your oven when you're not home and like all kinds of cool stuff. So
that is really
they should put one in our house too. Check it out, don't you think?
But there's a million other products out there that if you just want to have just the wand and you're, you know, cooking, you know, just a few things a week. So there's a lot of products out there, but for home, there's options for sure.
Well, so let's talk about some of the products that Cuisine Solutions offers to the public, because you have a lot available.
We do have a lot available. You can actually buy them directly from us on an e-commerce website. Mm-hmm. But I would actually
That's
say...
That's like My Cuisine Solutions, right? Yeah, is that what that is?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Well, I wound up there by accident. Because I was going to Cuisine Solutions, but it took me to My Cuisine Solutions. So I was like, oh, look, I can order everything here.
Yeah, there's tons. Actually, the short ribs, the two different short ribs that you tried today are actually available.
Which I've actually ordered before.
You just need a credit card and to be able to spell cuisine, and you're
right,
in business.
And you're in good shape. Well, that's helpful.
You know, we have a large variety of products. And kind of going back to the R&D and everything that you've talked about, we have a spectrum that we create for. Chances are you've tried our product without knowing. The most famous being the Starbucks egg bites, created by our.
Yeah, I mean that's really it's gone.
I think that's such an incredible example of how sous vide has entered sort of the
mainstream
lexicon, right? So it used to be on these high end and still is on these very high end menus, but now when you walk into a Starbucks, those little egg bites, which are like frittatas, basically, right?
Yeah, you can compare it to
they're
that.
Like little potatoes.
I've had them. That's what they're like.
They're delicious.
And they are delicious.
They are
and
delicious.
It's one of the very few products that has sous vide in the title.
Right.
So
well, that's point.
Yeah.
Yeah. My direct boss and the vice president of culinary, Bruno Bertin, is actually the brains behind that. He and one of our other colleagues, Holly Jones, worked diligently, very diligently over the years on creating that product. And that product is not only amazing, but we actually kept it in mind with health, you know, health concerns. You can actually get a lot of the nutritional information. The egg whites, Kai, correct me if I'm wrong, 170 calories for the portion. I think
it's all protein.
Yeah, it's all.
It's like keto friendly, paleo friendly,
gluten-free,
you know, carb-free.
They were noticing that people were purchasing sandwiches and then leaving the bread behind. So
did you work on the development of these? Or
no, I personally did not. That was definitely from our chef, Holly Mae Jones. Mm-hmm. She and Bruno Bertin were definitely the
But did Starbucks
that.
Come to you all and say, hey, we need a way to do this?
Well, so back to the R&D, it's a two-way street.
Okay.
We have lots of different chefs and lots of different people coming to us with ideas. Mm-hmm. And we also have Kreia, obviously. So AJ pioneers these really interesting consulting ideas, or she's doing long-term studies for clients or has a very specific item. Then we have R&D chefs that are focused on different industry segments. And then we have our culinary team, which is kind of just encouraged to go out and be with the customers and learn through trial and error in the field. So I don't want to say there's just one way that we develop things.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts and we all work together. So that being said, the variety that you can get online, we have something called a vegan chili. We actually work specifically with a supplier to engineer this soy protein that tastes exactly like meat in terms of texture. And we're only able to achieve that through sous vide.
Interesting.
So people will get it and then they'll send us back comments like, I think you sent me the wrong thing. This has meat in it. And we're like, no, we promise you this is our vegan chili. And they're like, are you sure?
That's amazing.
One of my favorites. So
is it really?
Oh, my God.
Well, I was amazed at the breadth and depth of products that you offer, from like, you know, a red pepper sauce, basically, which can, what I'm interested by is that you have all these sort of bases, right? Mm-hmm. The red pepper puree, let's call it, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, fire roasted red pepper sauce. I think we gave that one to you, right?
And I made a beautiful soup out of it, but like, you can make a sauce out of it. You can make a soup out of it. You can add it to a dish. Like all these components.
It's a hair cream.
I was really fascinated.
Lubricate your tires.
You do provide us a selection of things, and at first, like I like the polenta bites, right? So that was the first one. I was like, I mean, so why are these sous vide? Do you know what I mean? I was trying to figure out what about them needed to be sous vide.
Well, again,
is that a verb? Sous vide.
Mm-hmm. It is now.
Let's go with it.
Yeah.
We really like the idea of that consistency. And again, kind of with the chefs that we work with and partner with, Michelle Richard, they want that consistency and they need those consistencies. So when we hold workshops and we hear feedback from the industry or particular segments, we look to see what we can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And grains, legumes, those types of things are actually really cumbersome for kitchens to prep. So my background's independent restaurants, and I don't know if you've ever had the joy of walking into your kitchen at 10 a.m. and smelling your prep cook burning all the beans that they're cooking. But
that
I promise you. But I promise you.
But that smell does not leave the restaurant by opening time.
No, it does not.
I'm going to interrupt because before the show gets over, you got to talk about giving away these tickets because there are only 10 tickets left and it's.
Yeah, and I'm not giving away 10 tickets. So
I just
put out on Twitter right now, if you follow me at Nikki Nellis, I have two VIP tickets to give away to the event on the 26th at the French Embassy.
Not to be missed.
And if you follow me on Instagram at Nikki Nellis, NYCCINELLIS, tag a friend and hashtag the event, International Sous Vide Day. And one of you lucky people will win two tickets to the event.
And I am accepting checks as bribes,
But do we want to finish? We have time.
Yeah, we have
time. Because I feel like we have given the event plenty, and I feel like a lot of people will understand what it is and what it's about. But I do want to lastly just discuss sort of how chefs are using these products. Like, when you're training the chefs, do they go back to their restaurants and just do it themselves, or are they buying product from you and incorporating it into their product?
Both. Again, you know, it's kind of a two-way street. One of the big challenges, and, you know, all chefs can kind of relate to this right now, we have a big labor shortage in kitchens.
True.
And we at Cuisine Solutions recognize that, and we don't want to remove your chefs because we know how hard you've worked to get there. We know that you have your creativity and your passion and your drive and your discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can be there to supply you with this really amazing product, we want to save you those steps and give you this very consistent product. However, if you want to go the route, like myself, I learned how to do sous vide at Blue Hill, and I had no idea that Dan Barber was trained by Bruno Garceau until I came and worked at Cuisine Solutions.
Name drop again.
So, yeah, name drop. Name drop. We're there.
Well, and also, but let's talk about with schools, because you guys have a program with schools.
Cafeteria.
Yeah. So let's just talk about that quickly before we have to wrap this up.
Really
you have
quick,
1 minute.
We created this QSR, quick service concept, where we are working with schools to create a healthy and nutritious meal that not only follows all the guidelines for nutrition for students, but we've helped make it more interactive. So think a Chipotle, or if you're in the DC area, Cava. You know, we get to use one of our five products that we have, ABF chicken, so antibiotic free chicken, paneer, like vegetarian options. And what the kids get to do is they get to kind of just create their own meals. And that's our goal. We're already in Arlington. We're already in Alexandria. We're already in Loudoun. We're expanding in 2020. You know, we're
really
in other parts.
Healthy, good food.
Come to Montgomery County.
Yes, please, because the food service there is terrible.
All right, we got to wrap up because the show's almost over.
It's over.
January 26th is International Sous Vide Day. If you want to attend this unbelievable event at the French Embassy to celebrate sous vide and all that it brings to us, tell them where to go.
Okay, so you want to go to internationalsousvideday.com, right, to get the tickets. Obviously, follow me again on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to win 2 free tickets. Again, there's only 10 tickets left, and we'll be there emceeing the event, and we're so excited. Just a reminder, it is a lavish cocktail party followed by a four-course dessert. Okay, it's 4 courses. There's dessert.
The 4 courses is us talking to you.
Right, 4-course dinner. And there's lots of giveaways, lots of prizes. So plan on coming and having a good time. The show's over. Thank you for joining us. Have a delicious week.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.